Area 54. Earth-shaking power. 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 Power.
Still this fall is coming through. It won't Thank you. Thank you. radiophonically streaming zeros and O's to planet Earth.
I felt it stop, and I wondered what was happening. Did we tear apart that afternoon on the same? Tears in your eyes, I never seen. Deep down, I know you wouldn't be giving up your life for me. The heart of a ghost in the valley. The closer I get, the harder you are to see. When you start loving everything, you start missing it because you're giving into the possibility.
band's called Madeira, and you're listening to the mic, Area 54. Appreciate you guys tuning in. The song's called Come On Through. That was a Brett dance mix of that song, kind of a chill dance song, but Madeira's got some great music out, and so good to play some remixes of hers too as well. Gypsy and the Cat before that did a song called Joan of Arc. It was remixed by Plastic Plates, and Pursuus did a song called Russian Girlfriends. Junkie XL or JXL.
Oh, I want to say something about those Russian girlfriends, but I don't think I should.
You can save it.
Okay.
Or you can think it. We all know what you're thinking. Junkie XL featuring Electrocute on vocals did a song called Mad Pursuits off of his album 21, kind of a rock album actually, more than anything. Boy, he's sure been doing a lot of soundtracking. He needs to go back to making some albums again, I think, sometime.
Instead of soundtracks?
Soundtracks.
Well, I actually want to listen to that soundtrack. He just won that movie that won the Best Foreign Movie Award at the Golden Globes. He did the soundtrack for that.
Yeah. So. That'll have to. It's a Western, though. So is it all spaghetti Western Junkie XL?
I haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything yet.
And the movie is not out here in the States yet.
Well, it'd be interesting to I can't wait to see the movie. Sounds like it's a pretty violent cowboy movie, though, huh?
Yeah, it's like a retribution type of movie, you know.
No. Well, that's good Western then.
Well, I'd be curious because, you know, coming from making music for the snowboard videos like Tricky XX and all those other, you know, weird video games, snowboard movies, the snowboard video game, and now he's making, you know, music for Westerns. It'd be really interesting to see what he sounds like.
Yeah, it would be. Maybe it won't be anything like a Western music, and they just, maybe, I don't know.
Danny Elfman surprised me too when he started writing scores. Definitely didn't like Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, well, I think that Junkie XL's got a little bit more. I don't want to say. Yeah, he's probably. I think he's a more range than Danny Elfman. Okay. You always know when you're hearing a Danny Elfman soundtrack. All right, we'll start off the whole set with Mient. Love the edge to her vocals. She always kind of sounding like she should be singing in rock bands rather than kind of chill electronic bands. But good stuff there. After the Gold Rush, we started off the whole set there.
Yeah, all the songs that I've heard so far from her, pretty good though.
Oh yeah, no, she's got this kind of. Swedish sound, you know, kind of a Swedish rock sound to her, but good songwriter. It's good stuff. I will have to do a little bit more research on her to see where the heck is she from.
Well, we know she's from Sweden.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Sweden.
Yeah, she sure sounds it.
All right. Well, these guys are from Vienna, District of Columbia that we're going to play next, right? Vienna, D.C. That song's called Smoke. I think they could use a little of that in DC right now anyway.
Probably.
Let's play a track of Tim Mike with you.